KPL, you'll see how far this gets. So there he sat, be well, there he sat in the forest, and his meditation is all very late now in the book, very near the end. And he said, wow, or he rather heard a kind of inner voice there, as usual, saying that, yeah, I mean, you've seen a tarot deck in action beyond any doubt. Even your scientific friend saw it. There's something there. And you've seen, and all of you have seen, actually, although some may cannot look at it because they are telling you another story that they want you to believe in. But we have all seen how sometimes things happen that are just too much of a coincidence. It must be something more. And just as what makes a certain card all of a sudden pop up, or several, when pulled randomly out of a deck of cards, or things like that. If we accept that as a truth, as a fact, which I would say we have to if we are going to be open-minded here, because so many people are practicing this. And I myself had some very, although I'm not so into it, some very clear and vivid examples that I can tell. So, yes, check, fact. Now, then, can you at least entertain the concept that there may be people, yep, living, active people, much, much smarter than you are, if any of you human beings, and who may possess abilities and, well, cognitive and technological, whatever you want to call it, far beyond yours, that you just can't even imagine. Or maybe some of you can imagine now, because you can liken it a bit to how what's going on in a computer game is a dynamics that is, well, completely under the control of the programmer, who may, of course, have chosen to make it non-linear and, to some extent, co-controlled with the players. But where all of a sudden a card pulled from a deck could contain anything that the game decides, the algorithms, which could change in a split second depending on other factors of what the other players are doing and this and that. This is only a smart way of making games, and I guess common, or should be. So, what's going on here, actually? That's the question. I'm I'm sitting on a rock in a forest, a beautiful summer day, and just asking, where am I? Who am I? I could be gone from here any moment and be somewhere else. How real is this so-called reality? And I have come to the conclusion that you find in the teachings of India that this is all like a dream. It's all like a game, a fantasy, a drama that we act out, and we can act out together. When we are real and our relationships are real, but where we may try out different approaches and identities and schemes and plans, live out our fantasies. That's what dreams are, right? Which means it could be the bright ones and the dark ones. But the more real we eventually get again, understanding who we actually are by being that way, actually, because that's what we've finally understand, that I should just be myself. I'm not a product of this world or that world. I'm just playing a game here. So now I can continue playing, but playing it the way I am, with love and care and all of that. And then it doesn't matter if we are playing inside the game or if we are at home. And we can come in and out of here. It's this thing with time here is a little tricky. Just as it's in any game. So it's not much use of trying to understand everything, but just be ourselves and act with love and care and do beautiful things, cool things, interesting things, adventures. That's what existence is about. And when you meet someone, who you really love and appreciate and want to stay with, and you don't even need to ask why, but just say thank you and give your love and be happy, because that's what it's really all about. Just be yourself.